Welcome to the Angel News Network Divine Discussions. We are gathered here tonight to continue the seven teachings of Saint Germain. We're going to be involved in Discourse 2, and these discourses are available for everyone by simply asking for it. But I do want to announce once again that we are switching from Thursday night to Wednesday night in our gatherings, and the first gathering of each week will be Archangel Michael giving a monthly message, and then the third week will be Saint Germain. And then once a quarter, we will be having a live ceremony of the Ascension Chair ceremony. And for those who cannot be live in that, you'll get instructions how to facilitate that on your own. So I'm just going to reiterate before I go into trance, I'm Philip, exactly what this is about, an introduction, since it's been a little bit of a time since we did Discourse 1. The great ascended master Saint Germain, who has played an instrumental role in the spiritual evolution of humanity for thousands of years, gave us these teachings to us, these seven discourses. Saint Germain was a key force in the founding of the United States of America as a sanctuary for freedom and equality, and we certainly see that being tested at this time. So these teachings are very timely with what we're experiencing as a nation. Ascended masters are higher realm divine beings who were once human and who chose to ascend from a dense third dimensional reality into the higher frequency of the fifth dimension, the divine destination of all of humanity. They achieved this by making their ascension their priority in their earthly lives so that they might transmute from the dualistic me consciousness, third dimension, and to the higher vibrational state of the unified we consciousness, fifth dimension. These new teachings reveal how we also may ascend from the third to the fifth dimension and achieve our own personal ascension mastership. Since many extensive teachings of Saint Germain already exist and are widely available worldwide throughout the internet, Saint Germain tells us these discourses offer a simplified teaching designed to give us a more immediate connection with the frequency of who we are and why we are here. These discourses will soon expand with a dialogue between Saint Germain and my colleague, spiritual journalist Jill Anastasi. Jill and I are the co-founders of the Angel News Network and have been collaborating on various spiritual endeavors for many years, including two sacred journeys to Mount Shasta, a powerful spiritual vortex in one of the earthly homes of Saint Germain. These discourses have been received concurrent with two powerful energetic phenomena, starseed energies coming into the earth plane each month in 2016 from the 12 star system that seeded our planet. And Archangel Michael is going to continue those monthly messages throughout 2017. So that's what we're going to be getting the first week of each month throughout this calendar year. So the starseed energy is coming in from the earthly plane. The second event in 2016 was the harmonic convergence with the powerful energetic influences of the planetary alignments of all of the planets within our solar system, which occurred in mid-August. A significant body of these discourses focus on the self-empowerment tool of the I Am Presence and the violet flames, which we're focusing on tonight, which assists humanity in raising our energetic frequency so we too can ascend and to a higher frequency of existence. It is the soul plan opinion for each of us to become ascended masters during the final 2,000-year age of Aquarius cycle of the planet. So Saint Germain is asking us, are we ready to wake up, to be and do the work necessary to receive your divine gift of ascension, to awaken to your true selves and purpose in being here? He has given us these tools to accomplish this. I humbly present these seven discourses which I received from Saint Germain for your consideration through your resonance discernment in service to highest realms, Philip Collins. So that's the introduction to this, and we have in the past covered discourse number one, which explained who Saint Germain was and what his purpose in being here was, which we've gone through. And again, all of these discourses are available in PDFs or in e-books. And that's all available to you by simply requesting it. So I'm going to go into trance, and then we're going to hand this over to Joel and Sam, who are going to be facilitating Discourse 2. Okay, shall we begin?
Let's do it.
Greetings, beloved students. We once again gather with the discourses, the seven discourses to your ascension. Have you noticed, beloved students, that your world and your lives are moving at a faster pace and speed than ever before? This is a result of the rotation of your planet moving through your solar system and an accelerated ascension speed in order to assist in facilitating your ascension process of moving into a higher realm of consciousness and beingness. Many of you are experiencing emotional, mental, or physical clearing and cleansings as a result of this particular process. This is what is happening with each of you individually, but you're also noticing, particularly in the nation of these United States and how that is affecting the world, a same clearing and cleansing process taking place. So it is important that we are constantly balancing the macro-micro relationships of this clearing and cleansing. But we're going to continue to use the foundation to explain what is happening and how to assist you in raising your vibration beyond what is happening through these discourses. So the night we shall begin. I will now hand it over to the masculine and feminine energies.
Discourse 2. The I Am Presence and the Violet Flame. Beloved students, the purpose of this discourse and dialogue is to further reveal two essential tools within your ascension process, moving these tools from being an abstraction to becoming integrated, applied knowledge and wisdom. You are a wise and eternal being, and you have chosen to incarnate in this time and space to assist with the evolution of human consciousness.
So what is important here to integrate, beloved students, is that you are not alone, that you have never been alone, that the higher realms are here to support your process, your divine destiny of ascension. And that is the reason for these particular tools. Are there any questions about what has been said at present?
Well, I just want to observe that that's such a powerful mission that you have chosen to incarnate in this time and space to assist with the evolution of human consciousness.
Each one of you, and we will get into this later, have signed a human contract for this purpose. And it is important, if you so choose, to remember this isn't an aspect of who you are. This is an aspect of why you are here, which has not been taught to you in your educational systems or in your religious systems or in your governmental systems. And it is the lack of this, the missing component of this, that has kept you largely in lack and limitation. Are there any other questions pertaining to this point before we proceed? If not, let us continue.
Let us begin with the I Am Presence in a poem this channel received from me, Saint Germain, that further explains this divine aspect of our higher self. The I Am Presence. What is this thing, this force called the I Am? What exactly is present in this name? A force, a presence that has no shame or blame. We hear the Christ and the name Saint Germain associated with this, the same. Does anyone truly understand this name that has neither shame nor blame? Let us now attempt to explain. The I Am seems ancient in its claim to have created all in this domain. By the mere spoken word, the power of creation is released in elaboration. But since we are part of creation, this I Am force is part of our self-relation. The promise of this power, we are told, is ours forevermore. Whatever follows the words, I Am, life forces give mirth to the birth. I Am first vibrates in the brain, followed by the flesh. It becomes the same. I Am that I Am is also my name, and I can know I am connected to all with no shame.
Take a deep breath, beloved students, and realize within these sacred poems, this sacred poetry, is an integration, an upload, an infusion of energy that allows you to integrate this particular tool. It is the power of this I Am presence within you and within myself and the Ascended Master realms that allow us to be in complete manifestation and control of energy. It is an aspect within yourself that has been kept from you for millennia, from those who have attempted to control you, from those who have attempted to control what they did not create. It is a very powerful, important tool to know that it is there. And when your early historians ask who God was, who creation was, the answer was, I am that I am. What is important for you individually is to state I am and to complete the sentence and feel the self-empowerment, the growth and expansion of self being a reflection of all there is that that very phrase creates. Are there any questions or clarifications that needed about this particular poem that gives you the full meaning and value purpose of the I am while it integrates its power within you individually, beloved students? Is there any one phrase or segment within it that needs clarification for any of you?
No.
Throughout all of the teachings of these sacred poetries, that is the reason we have put them in this particular format, so that you can integrate them in a more applicable format. Let us continue.
I am is the imperishable, eternal, individual identity of every human being.
Stop, beloved one. Listen to that. Listen to the power within that statement. Read it again.
I am is the imperishable, eternal, individual identity of every human being.
That is who you truly are. Within the definition of that, imperishable, eternal. Take a deep breath, dear ones, and put your hand upon your heart and understand this as the beloved feminine energy reads that one sentence again.
I am is the imperishable, eternal, individual identity of every human being.
This is who you are. This is who you are. Continue.
Rather than doing, just being. Perhaps I am is just what humanity needs to know it is already divine perfection indeed.
And that is what has been kept from you. That you are divine perfection, just as you are, not less than, not worthy, not good enough. That you are absolutely perfect, exactly where you are, being where you need to be at this moment, knowing that it is a world created of doingness rather than beingness into the doingness. Are there any questions about this particular passage of the I Am presence?
I am going to start the question and answer query, so if you ever have a question, just hit *6 and that'll put you in the query.
Let us continue.
Your I Am presence is your original and permanent connection to your eternal, divine, higher self, and we Ascended Masters as well.
So there it is, key word, connection. It's a connection with these realms, specifically the Ascended Master realms and other realms as well. It is your ticket in your vernacular. Continue, please.
It is a gift from the gods, an insurance policy that will never expire.
Are you ready to receive this gift, beloved students? Do you see yourselves worthy enough and good enough to receive this truth? Take a deep breath and ask yourself, I am receiving this. I am receiving this. And allow this integration allow this download, if you will, to come into your beingness, beloved students. Continue, please.
You are born from the I Am, and you will return to it.
There it is. There's the circle. You came from light. You came from love. That is the ascension process of the planet, which has begun your human ascension process. That circle of creation. Continue, please.
There is no other way to be. This is creation creating.
You are creation creating. When was the last time you were told that? Can you imagine if in the beginning of your maturation as a young child you were told you are creation creating? While you're still clairvoyant with your baby teeth before your permanent adult teeth come in, there's an aspect of you that knows this truth. And then it is often hammered out of you. It is the reconnection of that truth that is essential at this time that allowed the creation of all past golden ages, which will allow your individuated and collective ascension processes. Are there any questions, or do you wish to continue?
You are creation creating. Saint Germain, this stuff takes on greater meaning when we connected what's going on. I think of that horrific situation going on in Chicago where three children were killed yesterday and today. There's so much shooting going on. And I'm thinking of what we've done that creates an environment where little children become killing machines and victims of killing. And when you say we're creation creating, it's horrifying when I think of some of the terrible things we've done to create some of the things we're creating.
Some individuals that are at different points, different locations upon their ascension process and are still in your vernacular in a primitive state of beingness, expressing life in the 3D through their wounds and their ego defenses and thrashing out, killing one another, sometimes killing themselves, and not having any connection to the higher frequency from which they are an eternal aspect of. And they have a freedom of choice and a freedom of will to be where they need to be, as there are worlds within your various galaxies that are more primitive than yours, more advanced than yours, and some in a similar situation where you are. And the question to ask yourself is if you can allow these individuals to be where they are and to allow that they are playing a part within their own individual and collective ascension process of humanity. That each of you have a role to play, for in reality, creation would be incomplete without each and every one of you. I shall repeat that. Creation will be incomplete without each and every one of you, or you would not exist. That is the divine aspect of yourself, how you choose to express yourself, self being a reflection of all there is, consciously or unconsciously, within each incarnational cycle is up to you. As been stated before, ascension is not always a straight line forward. You're experiencing that within your democratic process right now. What some of that chaos is creating is upheaval and unhealed aspect of self within individuals. Does that help you?
Yes.
Allow it to be. That does not mean that you cannot protect yourself by your truth and your needs and boundaries being put in place. But you can also look at these individuals who you do not resonate with their behavior and learn that is not who you are. Always follow your resonance and your beingness and your discernment as your internal gyro system, beloved students. Are there any questions about this? Then let us continue.
What you choose to experience between your I Am and human lifetimes, your sacred journeys, is how you choose to learn what you need to learn through your freedom of choice and will.
So take those individuals who may shoot someone or shoot themselves, and when they leave the 3D and go into their spiritual formatting, if you will, they have an opportunity to access and to assess what has worked or what hasn't worked through their freedom of choice and freedom of will of what decisions they will make in their next incarnational cycles. Continue, please.
Within the reality of oneness, this is how the universe keeps eternally growing and expanding.
Growing and expanding. Growing and expanding. Continue.
There are different frequencies and vibrations, intentions, within each of your lifetimes. The meaning, value, purpose, and intention of each lifetime are to learn to master love, since love is the foundation of all creation.
So those individuals, beloved student, that you were questioning about, are at a different vibration, frequency, and level of denseness than yourself, perhaps. Can you see that now?
Yes.
So read that again and begin to integrate it as you see others who you do not resonate or discern with and know that they are operating, in your vernacular, on another vibrational or frequency level.
There are different frequencies and vibrations within each of your lifetimes. The meaning, value, purpose, and intention of each lifetime are to learn to master love, since love is the foundation of all creation.
So you see that.
Yes.
As you look at others, there's the answer to your concern or to your question, beloved student. And that is how you're learning through your freedom of choice and freedom of will. Read it one more time. This is really essential.
There are different frequencies and vibrations and intentions within each of your lifetimes. The meaning, value, purpose, and intention of each lifetime are to learn to master love, since love is the foundation of all creation.
And is that love component, since you came from love and you will return to love eventually, and how you choose how you get there and when you get there, it's up to you and your freedom of choice and freedom of will. That can delineate differences from one individual to another, the choices that they make in specific lifetimes. Are there any questions about this divine freedom of choice and freedom of will? When it doesn't agree with yours, beloved student, it can seem off-putting, can it not?
Yeah.
But that is the gift and, in your vernacular, you might even say the curse of it all. The reason it is that way is because that is what's necessary to facilitate a permanent healing. If there was any other way for it to be set up for humanity to learn what it is they need to learn, it would be different. But you've all been on this planet a long time, whether you're aware of that or not. Some of you have had thousands of incarnational cycles on this particular planet, whether you're aware of that or not. Do you understand, beloved students?
I think so.
Let us continue.
I'm going to repeat the last sentence I've been reading because it connects to the next one. The meaning, value, purpose, and intention of each lifetime are to learn to master love, since love is the foundation of all creation. Everything else is the absence of love. And you have been experiencing a lot of this. You are learning what is through what is not. This is not the easiest path to wisdom, but the one you have chosen in order to effect a permanent healing, thus achieve your ascension.
Key word, beloved students, permanent. If there was another way to be and do this, it would be so. There is not. You have had many connections to higher realms through your past golden agents, and you have broke those connections by the mental body thinking it could do it a better way. So here we are. The hourglass is flipped over. We're in the final 2,000 years, and in cosmic time, that's very little time left on this particular planet to ascend back into a body of light. That's everything upon and within the body of the planet being and doing the same. Can you see it all? Can you see the macro-micro connection, beloved students? Are there any clarifications that you need about this?
I don't think it's necessarily that clear that by learning what is through what is not, we're creating a permanent healing. At least I'll just speak for myself.
What within it do you think would prevent a permanent healing? What within yourself predicates the question, beloved student? If you see something repeatedly in repeated cycles that didn't work, would you not think eventually, even if it took 100 lifetimes, you would arrive at what did work?
Well, you just clarified it. That was a wonderful way to clarify it.
And so it is. That is who I am here to be with you, beloved students, at this time. For I wish to remind you, I have been you. I have been human. I'm not an angel. I'm not a star being. I'm not a galactic being. I am a human being who chose to ascend through a process of purification, returning back into my light body. I am a way shower of who you are becoming. Do you all understand that? Do you understand that my DNA is the same as yours? There's actually nothing that you have ever thought or felt that I have not. There's actually nothing that you have ever even experienced as a human being that I have not. That is who I am that I am. You understand, beloved students. So why do I come to you at this time? At this crucial time and the hourglass slipping, if you will, of this divine planet, this love-aversity of life. I come as your divine way-shore. I come as you. I come as a proxy of you, beloved students. For I am you in an elevated format. You are becoming me, for I have been you. Do you understand, beloved students?
Yes.
This is our integration. This is our connection. This is why I come to you at this time. Let us continue.
If you have any questions online, just hit star 6. That'll put you into the query. Through the ascension process of the planet herself, you are also experiencing your human ascension, personal, process of moving from a dense carbon-based reality, frequency, to crystalline light formatting.
Do you understand this science, if you will, of what's happening? The whole ascension process has been predicated and begun by the planet herself, who is a conscious living being, which is missing in many of your natural sciences' wisdom. And the air, the water, the minerals, the plants are her organs, which also is missing in much of your natural science wisdom. So as you look up, as we've discussed before, in the night sky and you see all these stars, they all were once planets when they went through an ascension process to return to a body of light, which will eventually explode and create other planets. And the process of circle that we talked about previously of creation, ever expanding, ever growing, will repeat itself as you move further and further out into creation, into the cosmos. Are there any questions about this? Do you understand that your ascension process has been predicated, begun, and jump-started in your vernacular by the ascension process of the planet herself? For those of you who are upon and on the body of the planet herself. But you have divinely chosen to be here to experience it at this time because it is your destiny returned to this love and light, if you will. She can do this without you, the planet. She's much more powerful than the human species itself. But she is your mother. And you are her children, her daughters, her sons. And what she is saying to you at this time is, beloved children, let us join our hearts and hands and go through this process together. But what that requires is you to understand who I am, and to understand who you are, your I am. Do you understand, beloved students? Can you begin to see the mother-child connection within all of this? Are there any questions about it?
For those of us that are aware of the frequency change within our bodies to crystalline light formatting, are there any tips that you might give us to go through this process with grace and ease?
Yes. Accept it. Don't try to fix it. Don't try to make it go away. Don't try to heal it. But there are things you can do to ease the symptoms of it, if you will. Coming together in communities of love, peace, equality, harmony, and balance would be the most forthright way, which is happening with this particular gathering. For by being in the resonance and the frequency of this ascended mastership energy, it is a healing process within itself. By not so simply reminding you of who you are and why you're here. Does that help you?
Somewhat. I'm just, many of us are dealing with symptoms of exhaustion, heart palpitations, and various other things. And I was just wondering if you had any advice for us.
Breathe. Surrender into what is happening. Attempt not to go into a fear response of what the body is experiencing by becoming conscious of what is happening and allow the process to transpire. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you.
The intention of the human mind when these symptoms arise is to go into fear, is to go into let's fix it, rather than allowing the consciousness of what is happening and why to alleviate the concern of it. And once the emotion wrapped around what is actually happening becomes positive rather than negative, the thoughts move from negative to positive, and the symptom itself is alleviated. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Just personally, for me, I just take a frequency reset, a nap, and that seems to work.
And the reason that works is because when you take the nap, you leave this frequency and go into another.
Hence called frequency reset. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So continuing on, the human contract of how you have chosen to learn in the past through duality, separation, and conflict is coming to an end, as you have the choice now to stay connected to your I Am presence and fifth dimensional higher realms supporting your transition ascension.
So what you're experiencing in your world now in the United States of America and other countries of the world is this density, is this separation, is this duality and this confrontation, this coming up in a more forthright way. And you're a result of it. You are aware of it coming up through the forms of communication and the Ethernet and cyberspace that have been gifted to you. So it can affect you in a more dramatic way by becoming aware of it. But if you will begin to see it all coming up and your awareness of it coming up as a necessary clearing and cleansing, see it as a sore that is raising its healing modality to a peak, and then all of the infection is bursting out in order to clear and cleanse the organism. Humanity is rising into a large sore, and all of the wounds and the defenses, the duality, the separation, the confrontation, is in a cauldron within the head of that sore, getting ready to explode, not unlike a volcano that has built up. And that is the cauldron, if you will, of the sore of humanity that you're involved in at this time. Those of you who have raised your consciousness enough to become aware of what's happening will create another parallel positive pathway or paradigm beyond the wound, the defenses, and the sore itself. This is a choice that many of you will consciously make or not. Are there any questions about this? The trick is not to be too involved in the drama of the density, of the separation, the confrontation, which the nervous system and the mental body and the emotional body love to get involved in, to keep the nervous system activated in some form of addiction, if you will, of stimulation. But when you do get activated by this, allow yourself to understand this is a part of you being human. And you can pull back from it if you so choose and make a decision of how you will respond rather than react to a particular situation. The trick, as we have discussed in the past, is not to resist what's happening, but to build a parallel path alongside of it to transcend it. Are there any questions, beloved students?
You are becoming multidimensional, and the time to bridge the separation between dense matter and higher realms is upon you.
And that is a part of the emotional and mental and physical symptoms, if you will, that many of you can be having as you're making this transition from a dense carbon-based reality to the crystalline experience. But in reality, you're already multidimensional, beloved students, and you experience that, many of you consciously, and many of you when you go to sleep, or many of you when you channel. It is your destiny, it is your destination for all of you to permanently connect consciously to your multidimensionality so that you will be in constant communication with truth, with eternal truth. Continue, please.
You are in the process of embracing your true divine nature and your oneness with all there is.
And your healing of your wounds and your offenses is that process, your personal process that has been preventing you from embracing the truth of who you are. Continue.
You have been preparing for this ever since you came to this planet from other worlds.
And you're completely unconscious of that, most of you.
Yeah.
But most of you have been waiting for this moment. But if you really stop and feel it, place your hands upon your hearts, beloved students. Because within that heart DNA is this wisdom that you have actually been waiting for this moment, waiting for this incarnational cycle all along. I remember when it came my time to ascend, and I went to the ascension chair, and all of the dross of my wounds and my defenses were eliminated, were healed, and I returned into my pure light body, I knew I had been waiting for that moment all along, and all the struggle, all the chaos, all the confusion was for that moment to transcend, to ascend the 3D human frequency. You're not here to fix being human. You're here to master it in order to ascend from it in a state of readiness that will create a commitment that that will be the most important aspect of your life. Not the attachment to the drama of what's not working and you're not resonating with stimulating the nervous system. Can you see this, beloved students? Can you see it? Can you feel it? This is what you've been waiting for. Are there any questions?
You've talked about this one other time that I heard, Saint Germain, the actual experience of, I guess you were in the ascension chair, and you said the remaining dross was burned away. I don't know that I will ever know when enough of it's gone so that one ascension chair, the final ascension chair experience will burn away the dross. How are you prepared for that moment? Is there some way that you were prepared for that final experience of ascension?
You are chosen at that moment. Sometimes you are aware of it, sometimes you are not. And the higher realms that are guiding you and your guides will know when you are ready. And when that moment comes, whether you are aware of it or not, you will know that the clearing and cleansing has taken place, for you will see and witness all of the wounds and the defenses and the chaos and the struggle of all past lifetimes leaving you. Like a dream, fading out of you. And what is left, as all of that dissipates and fades and burns away, if you will, is this eternal light body, this eternal spirit, free of the physical body, free of the soul that was wrapped around the physical body, but this eternal burning light that is free to decide, knowing it is now in service to all that there is, to plan its next destiny. You are in the process of mastering self in order to be in service to the world. This is your process to go into your final ascension, to free yourself from this frequency completely. Does that help you?
Yeah, it sounds like it's a glorious moment.
You realize, beloved students, that you are creation creating at that moment. You realize. In a very tangible moment, a form of rebirth that is mightier and more glorious than anything you've ever conceived. This is what awaits you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let us now review some of the wisdoms that are contained within your I Am presence that you are continuing to master. All you have agreed to experience has been a pathway, awakening, ascension process. Your consciousness, to know you came from love, you are love, loved and lovable.
The key word there is you have agreed to all of that. Are there any questions about that agreement? If not, let us continue.
There is plenty to be and do here now, but know when your earth journey is complete, your cosmic journey begins as an ascended being of light.
That is what I have just described. But you do have plenty to be and do here now, don't you, beloved students?
Yes.
It is a test, or in your vernacular, to pony up. Are you ready? Let us continue.
Cosmic and ascension energies are coming into your world and life like never before, empowering you homeward.
You're not alone. It is your divine destiny for this to take, so divinity itself is supporting you. Can your belief of that become a knowing so that you eliminate any doubt, fear, or ignorance about it taking place? For one iota of doubt, fear, or ignorance about this reality will prevent it. Do you understand, beloved students?
Yes.
Now, these energies are raising consciousness throughout the world, correct?
Through the planet herself, thus in turn, you as part of humanity on the surface and the interior of the planet, yes. You will entrain to the highest frequency in the environment. You've all learned that. You've all heard that in your spiritual and metaphysical training and teachings, have you not?
Mm-hmm.
Let us continue.
Universal wisdoms are coming into your consciousness along with how to apply them.
Actually, every single wisdom you need to know is already available to you. What do you think of that? Are you ready to access them? Are you ready to apply them? And allow the readiness to be the commitment to the application of these wisdoms, of these tenets, of these codes, of these equations, of these tools. They are there for you by simply asking. Continue, please.
You are experiencing oneness, we consciousness, through a healed relationship with self. This is a transition into the infinite.
That's the definition of it all, isn't it? I've attempted to put it in one simple and yet not so simple sentence. Read it again.
You are experiencing oneness, we consciousness, through a healed relationship with self. This is a transition into the infinite.
Do you understand, beloved students, what that says? Do you understand what that means? Be with that statement. Any questions about that statement? Let us continue.
Joy, bliss, and peace are the emotions empowering your pathways.
So, you begin to see the meaning, value, and purpose of an emoted feeling, of an emotion. If it's of a higher frequency, and of course the highest one we've discussed is love, then that is sort of your lubricant, your pathway to your ascension process. If it's joyful, if it's blissful, pay attention to that. If it's otherwise, pay attention to that. Are there any questions about the meaning, value, and purpose of an emoted feeling as a pathway? Let us continue.
You are beginning to remember you are an eternal, formless being of light, having a human experience for known reasons.
Place your hand again on your hearts, beloved students. Can you remember this? Can you accept if you're not remembering it? And you're getting yourself in a preparation to remember it and to accept it as the truth of who you are, the beingness of yourself? Read that again, beloved students.
You are beginning to remember you are an eternal, formless being of light, having a human experience for known reasons.
For known reasons. What is the known reason to learn to love? That you came from love. That you are love. That you are lovable. Any questions about this?
Could we back up to joy, bliss, and peace are the emotions powering your pathways? Because we just kind of glossed over that. And you've made the point so many times that we create our reality through our thoughts and our emotions. And you have said that it just stays in the mental body if you don't power your thoughts with the emotions. And so when it says joy, bliss, and peace are the emotions powering your pathway, I think we just have to reinforce the point you've made so many times that those emotions really power you forward on your path.
Those emotions create the thoughts. I want you to begin transposing. You often, beloved students, use the word thought first. I want you to begin, if it resonates, to begin thinking of the emotion first that creates the thought. That's a hard one because people don't understand what the emotion is. But it's actually the feeling, the emotive feeling that creates a thought. And that wisdom is what's basically missing within the wisdom of humanity. That's the importance of emotions. It is an aspect of your divinity, and that is the reason that emotions exist. And any emotion that is not love, or love-based, such as joy and bliss, is an absence of love. And you've chosen to experience plenty of the absence of love, have you not? The world is filled with it. Are there any questions about this?
Well, can't the thought also create the emotion? I mean, for example, when I think of Donald Trump, certain emotions will spring up.
But actually, beloved student, what is happening prior to that thought is an emotion.
Well, I'm not going to put you in a situation where I'm having a debate with you, but when I think of something like a beautiful stream and a tree, I have a feeling of serenity. Can't the thought also produce an emotion?
No. The emotion will always predicate the thought, and that is not accepted by the mental body because the mental body wants you to believe that the thought is everything, and nothing can be more important than the thought. And that is the foundation of the thinking of most of humanity within the concept of intellect, which has permeated your educational systems. What we are talking about, beloved students, is transcending the concept of intellect and the mental body and understanding the importance of the emotional body that is connected to your heart, not your mental body. You are learning to think with your hearts and allowing your mental body and your thought processes to surrender to the heart that contains within its DNA all the wisdom necessary for your ascension process, and you are simply, not so simply, learning how to access the wisdom within the heart by thinking with it. Do you understand, beloved students? This is the task at hand. Your mind has gotten you where it's gotten you in your evolutionary path of humanity. You will not ascend and transmute into a higher frequency without learning to think with the heart. Are there any questions about this? Let us continue.
You are mastering who you are and why you are here.
You know that? As has been discussed many times before, the who and why will allow you to build a foundation of what you put on it, how you put it on there, and when you put it on there.
Your human self is finding its eternal self.
Your human self is finding its eternal self. That phrase alone describes the purpose of life. My human self is finding its eternal self. How does that feel, beloved students? Continue.
All spoken here is stored within the DNA of your heart, and you are learning to think with your heart as your believing mind moves into service to your knowing heart.
That is important, the importance of mastering the relationship of emotions and thoughts, beloved students. Your mind wishes for you to continue to believe that it is in control, that your thoughts are basically all that there is, that create emotions or create whatever. And I ask you, where has that thinking mind gotten you right now? Are you creating the world you say you want of love, peace, equality, harmony, and balance? It is important to transcend the thinking mind of thoughts, not to eliminate them. There's a purpose for them. There's a reason for them. But in your vernacular, they need to be quelled a bit. Let us continue.
We have a question.
Yes, in regards to this point, I have been working on actually doing this and thinking more from my heart. A perfect example, in these last couple of weeks, I had to take a very important decision as to a job that I've been really working on getting. I mean, part of what I see myself doing is contributing to changing this medical paradigm and improving on what we currently have. Been wanting to do it in Florida and preparing for it, but it's been taking me much longer to do it, what the next step that I want to get to do in that regard in here. So I was considering taking a job out of state, and I went through, it sounded very good on paper and everything. Went to multiple interviews, and after the last one, even though everything still sounded extremely good on paper, and I mean, it was a very nationally known corporation and leading in the field of functional medicine, I totally felt from my heart that I should not take that job. And it was a very strong feeling, and it just didn't match everything that my mind was telling me. So I took the time to reflect and put the two together, finally took the determination to listen to my heart and decline the job, which was very difficult for the employers and everybody to understand, since there wasn't an obvious reason. Now, doing that, because it's been taking so long to get action, to get me to put my gifts and talents into action in this state, it felt good. I feel relief. Yet, I wake up again today, and I'm back to there's not known possibilities in the horizon here. Is this a problem in my creator creating? Did I do?
So there are two things going on here. It's resonance and trusting to not knowing and surrendering to not knowing. So you applied your resonance. You didn't resonate with it. There seemed to be something inconsistent with what was on paper and what you felt could in reality actually be manifested in the actual environment of the job. Is that correct? Is that correct?
The part about that I haven't been what? Manifesting in the...
I'll repeat it, beloved student. Listen carefully and try to turn off your mental body that's thinking right now. You followed your resonance that you felt what was being said on paper would be different from what your actual physical experience would be if you took the job. Is that correct?
Yes. It was a feeling, and I didn't know why.
It was your resonance.
Mm-hmm.
who were listening to your resonance. Was there a thought that came up in combination with the resonance? Was there a discernment?
Yeah, there were some.
Such as?
There were some obvious ones, like such as that possibly I really didn't want to move because of the weather. And
there you go. There were some thoughts that were negative, and when you put the resonant and the discernment together, you made the decision not to do this. So are you fully trusting that decision at this point? Are you fully trusting that decision at this point?
I am going back and forth.
Yes. It is that doubt that is creating your confusion. Did I make the right decision? Didn't I make the right decision? In combination with the inability to completely surrender to the unknowing. Yes? Which is creating more confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Did I do the right thing?
Mm-hmm.
If you will learn to trust, accept, and surrender to the decision that you've made completely, it will alleviate what you're feeling and allow a new situation to arise. If you stay within the indecision, or I haven't done the right thing, or the confusion of the decision of the past, that will hold your energetic formatting and prevent a new manifestation. Do you understand?
Yes, completely.
Right. Does this answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Let us continue. Are there any other questions?
No.
No, okay, we'll move on to the violet flame.
Always a good idea.
Okay, let's move on to the violet flame. As many of you know, there are several sacred flames which various ascended masters work with. These flames are bands of energy and consciousness gifted from creation to support the divine soul plan of this planet, which is to learn to love, and all things within and upon it. The detailed teachings about these flames are available to all of humanity.
Are there any questions as to exactly what a flame is and why we are only focusing on the violet flame this time in order to keep our teaching as concise and simplified as possible, since this is the flame I and we of this particular frequency work within? Are there any questions about that?
Well, I have wondered why we're just dealing with the violet flame since they're all so powerful, but I think you just said it, to keep it clear and concise.
Exactly, because if you can, beloved students, master the concept of one, and then through your own resonance and discernment see what other flames you resonate or discern with, you'll be naturally led to master those as well. So, since I am professed and dedicated and in service to this particular flame, this is the one that we will, as simply as possible, focus upon in combination with the I Am Presence. Does that make sense within the concept of simplification and conciseness?
I will say this. I've been invoking the violet flame every day, especially since I've been reading all the materials in the I Am Discourses that the Saint Germain Press has published, and I really haven't been focusing on the other flames. Does that matter?
All of the flames in reality, and we get into this later, have aspects of themselves within each other. They do not stand completely independent of one another. And if you're feeling that you are lacking something or that you are missing something by not being with the other flames that you are aware of, examine them and see if you need to apply them or not. Does that help you?
Yes, thank you.
Let us continue.
All energies of this various flames flood the planet from the higher realms each day. For the purposes of this discourse and dialogue, we shall focus on the violet flame from which I receive such love and support and work within.
So just for the moment, just think of it shining down upon you like your sunlight, not only through your day, but through your night as well. Continue, please.
This most magical violet flame of transmutation and freedom brings the frequency and vibration of change, alchemy, and release from limitations, as well as kindness and comfort.
Now, do you see any correlation to what this flame can achieve and what's going on in your world right now, what might be needed right now? Read that again, please.
This most magical violet flame of transmutation and freedom brings the frequency and vibration of change, alchemy, and release from limitations, as well as kindness and comfort.
Do you think any of those things are needed in your world at the moment?
Oh, yes.
Can you begin to understand, beloved students, and why I am focusing on this particular flame at this moment?
Yes.
Does that resonate?
Yes.
So be it. We are focusing on this particular frequency, the violet frequency, which is a very high vibrational, as you know, it is your crown chakra, which connects you to the higher realms in a more forthright way. So if you're going to begin with any flame, as someone once wrote, why not start at the top? Again, that doesn't mean that the other flames are not essential and powerful and have much to contribute. They do. And we all work in concert together. But it seems to me, in putting together this concise, simplified teaching, this was a wonderful flame to begin with if we're only going to work with one at the moment, with what is transpiring in your world today. If you agree, apply it. Any questions? If not, let us continue.
No questions. As you fill your emotions and thoughts with the wonders of this flame, its vibration will begin clearing and cleansing from your life the obstacles, wounds, and ego defenses, and karmic consequence preventing your pathway to your self-mastery and ascension.
That's quite an elixir, isn't it, beloved students? Read that again. That's a flame that can be and do a lot of things. Read it again, beloved.
As you fill your emotions and thoughts with the wonders of this flame, its vibration will begin clearing and cleansing from your life the obstacles, wounds, and ego defenses, and karmic consequence preventing your pathway to your self-mastery and ascension.
Isn't that almost everything that's creating the lack and limitation in your lives? Be with this phrase, if you so choose, and study it carefully as you allow this frequency of this violet light to descend upon you and encapsulate every electron and cell and organ and beingness of yourself, beloved students. Let us continue.
In effect, all the flames work together in perfect balance and harmony to assist your healing and your destined ascension. Self-mastery and self-empowerment come from the dedicated application of these flames. You are the creator creating your life, balancing the universal equation, responsibility equals consequences. When you are responsible for everything in your life, you create consequences to your liking, creating the life you say you want.
So all of this, the key word is commitment to this, of making it the most important, essential aspect of your life. Do you understand, beloved students?
Yes.
Are there any questions about what's been stated here? And remember, within each one of these phrases is an energetic download that you are receiving. Read that one more time, beloved students.
In effect, all the flames work together in perfect balance and harmony to assist your healing and your destined ascension. Self-mastery and self-empowerment come from the dedicated application of these flames. You are the creator creating your life, balancing the universal equation, responsibility equals consequences. When you are responsible for everything in your life, you create consequences to your liking, creating the life you say you want.
So I'd like to ask you, beloved Susan, the question, what is the motivation, the reason behind these flames? Does anyone have an answer?
Our ascension.
And what's behind that?
To know that we are loved and lovable and our love.
Yes, love is behind it all. Love is the motivation of all of it. That you came from love. Thus, in turn, you are loved and lovable. And how many of you, beloved students, have been taught otherwise repeatedly, lifetime after lifetime?
Well, an important part of learning to love ourselves is the healing of our wounds and our defenses, and I see these flames as being a wonderful tool to help us do that.
Indeed, that is why they are gifted to you, beloved student. And the aspect of not being alone, to know that something beyond self in the higher realms has created these tools, in this particular case, the I Am Presence of the Violet Flame, to assist you. And the motivation behind all that is love. Isn't that magnificent?
Yes, it is.
Doesn't that reflect who you really are?
Yes.
Let us continue.
These eternal and everlasting flames of creation will work for you as you do the work, working with them.
You do the work. No one can do it for you.
No one can do it for you, and no one can interfere with your freedom of choice and will. Spiritual growth and expansion is achieved by making it the priority of your life.
That's what I did, beloved students. I made it the priority of my life.
Resonating and receiving with this violet flame and its attributes opens the creative cosmic channels to balance giving and receiving in your lives while better understanding the codes of creation that support your return to your divinity.
Are there any questions about that? And the codes of creation will be discussed in discourse for beloved students. For those of you who want to jump forward with that, we will be getting into those individually. We'll read that again, beloved students.
Resonating and receiving with this violet flame and its attributes opens the creative cosmic channels to balance giving and receiving in your lives while better understanding the codes of creation that support your return to your divinity.
One doubt of not believing that will prevent that from happening.
When it says it opens the creative cosmic channels to balance giving and receiving in your lives, could you just explain that a little better?
That allows the energies of manifestation to come forward. And the basis of all manifestation is the balance of giving and receiving. Do you understand?
So all of these high vibration energies that that are being given to us to help us in ascension, by receiving the violet flame, we open ourselves to that even more.
Open yourself to it, to receive it, to trust it, to know it.
Yes.
Not to believe it.
Okay.
Shall we continue?
Breathe in. Summon and receive this self-empowering energy. During your meditation or when out in nature, connect with the energy of this violet flame that will connect you with your higher self as well as we of the ascended master realms.
For those of you who like something to do, there it is. Repeat again, please.
Breathe in.
Breathing. Breath, sound, and motion. Continue.
Summon and receive this self-empowering energy.
Allow yourself to receive and see yourself good enough and worthy enough to receive.
During your meditation or when out in nature.
Meditate. Go into nature.
Connect with the energy of this violet flame.
Connect with this flame.
That will connect you with your higher self as well as we of the ascended master realm.
Do you see the flame as the conduit to the connection of the higher realm? The energetic connection? It's all there.
I love to do this on the beach. There seems to be special energy on the beach. Is there special energy with the water?
The water is a conduit for energy that connects to the electromagnetic field of the core of the Earth and grounds you towards that energy, yes. But within that statement, within these phrases that are broken up by various violet flames in your workbooks, if you will, you are receiving the energetic upload of these wisdoms, whether you are conscious of it or not. Continue.
By connecting with this fabulous flame, you will diminish the dimensional walls that separate us. You will clearly see your divine purpose in being here. I am ever ready and present to be with you. You simply have to open your heart and ask, and you will receive your teacher and friend, Saint Germain.
None of your identity, none of your doubt, none of your fear will be allowed into the higher realms, beloved students. All of this is to heal and eliminate that. Are there any questions?
I love it when it says, I am ever ready, when you say, I am ever ready and present to be with you, so you have to open your heart and ask, and you will receive.
Do you know that, beloved students?
Yes.
Does that make sense? And the aspect of myself that allows that connection is the DNA within your heart. Within that DNA, there is an electron that connects to my frequency that allows that mechanics, if you will. Do you get it?
Yes.
Can you know it? Can you receive it? Continue, please.
This section, this discourse closes with a poem entitled How to Call a Higher Being, and this is from Sacred Poetry and Mystical Messages to Change Your Life and the World. They came from Saint Germain to Philip. How to call a higher being. To call a higher being, let us first think upon them, and in your mind's eye, let our seeing become their being. Call upon the higher being, and they will answer every call, if your motive is for the good and love of all. The higher being gives of itself unconditionally, in all conditions, unceasingly. Ask and ye shall receive, if your intention is not to deceive. For the higher being is here, merely to truly please, as you lovingly receive. And when you meet a higher being, you soon have a deep desire to be who they are, just being.
So take a deep breath, dear ones, and receive the download of this particular poem. And I can hear your mental bodies asking, so Saint Germain, what's in all this for you? The answer to that, beloved students, is as we join hearts and hands and you ascend and join we of the ascended masterships, our real work just begins.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to remind everyone that tonight is on a love offering basis, and you can donate at theangelnewsnetwork.com.
This is Philip. I'm back, and to remind you that we are switching to Wednesday nights from Thursday, and our next meeting will be March 1st. And we will be having Michael doing his monthly message. And I really encourage everyone to get that monthly message to help you see what's going on energetically within the next 30 days. And then, again, the first week of each month will be Archangel Michael with a monthly message. The third week will be Saint Germain continuing with these discourses. So it's a wonderful mix in 2017, which adds up numerically to the number of creation, a mix of the ascended mastership along with the archangelic throughout the year. And for those who are based in South Florida, fourth or third week of each quarter, we will be doing the Ascension Chair Ceremony live. And if you want these teachings, again, they are available. Sam can tell you about that on PDF or ebook.
You can just email me at sam@samimproductions.com and request the copy, and I will be happy to send you the PDF.
And that's our gift to you. So we thank everybody for showing up, and we will see you in a couple of weeks. Good night,
night,
everyone.
Thank you. Good night.